how to distribute the Kiddush wine to the participants, to the listeners on the Shabbos table, part 2. So in our previous halacha on this subject, we gave an introduction to the subject, explaining the various halachic impediments that are faced when dealing with this question of the best way, according to halacha, to distribute the wine. The issues that we face are that initially it is proper for the participants not only to drink the wine from the Mekadesh, from the person who made Kiddush, but also to drink unblemished wine, just like he is supposed to make Kiddush on unblemished wine, which is defined as wine that no one has drank from. Problem is, once the Mekadesh drinks from his cup of wine, the wine is blemished. So how can he then distribute it to the participants in a way that it is not blemished? Now, if we were to suggest that he should simply distribute it before he drinks from it, then perhaps that's considered a hefsek, an interval between his bracha and his drinking. Now, if one were to say, okay, so he should drink from it, and then before he distributes it, he should add more wine that's not blemished into his cup, and only then distribute it, perhaps this shouldn't be done, because by Kiddush wine, one should drink only the actual Kiddush wine and not any other wine from any other bottle. So no matter which approach you take, there is a question at hand. So in this part 2 of the series, we will now go through each one of the available options of distribution, their halachic advantages and disadvantages, and we will then conclude with what is the most ideal option according to halacha that everyone should follow, and practically, what is the custom, what was the custom of the Rebbe, what was the custom of Chabad Chassidim that everyone should practice. So we will begin with a history lesson in what was done in previous generations to circumvent and avoid all the above issues that we mentioned and make it have no halachic impediments for the distribution. What would they do? Very simple. They would pour a full Kiddush cup of wine in front of every participant, and after the Mekadesh was done saying Kiddush, everybody would drink their cup of wine. Now you may say, what have we accomplished with this? Now it ends up, the only person drinking from the actual cup of wine is the person who said Kiddush. Explain the Poskim that in truth, since everyone is chayiv in Kiddush when one does so, it is considered that everyone has said Kiddush over their cup of wine. As what difference does it make if you actually said the Kiddush or you heard the Kiddush and had intent to be Yotzei? As we have a rule, Shemeya Ka'ayna. So it's as if you said Kiddush over the cup of wine that's in front of you, and therefore you're no different than the person who said Kiddush himself. And if so, it ends up that everyone's drinking from the Kaishal Bracha, everyone's drinking unblemished wine, and there's absolutely no delay. This option is the option recorded in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, chapter 190, halacha 5, and likewise again in the Laws of Making Kiddush, chapters 271, halacha 29, and is based on the ruling of the Machaber in 191, the Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim, Tosfos, Rosh, Rashba, and others. Now, although this option is the best option, which contains zero disadvantages, the only problem is that it's no longer the minhag. For whatever reason, the minhag is no longer to do so. Maybe we want to save wine. But whatever the case, since we want to be practical and people are not exactly going to start doing this today, we need to now entertain the other available options. But first, let us clarify something very important, that those who are accustomed to fill up before making Kiddush little cups of grape juice or wine in little plastic cups, that is completely meaningless and worthless, because in order to be considered a cup of the Mekadesh, they must each contain a revius of wine within them. So filling up small cups of wine before making Kiddush makes no difference in this regard, as in order to fulfill the mitzvah of drinking from the Kaishal Bracha, each one of those cups still need wine from the cup of the Mekadesh to be added to it. As only when the cup of the participants contain an actual revius of wine is it considered their personal Kiddush cup and their personal Kaishal Bracha. So whether you prepare small cups of wine or grape juice to be distributed before Kiddush, or you don't prepare anything before Kiddush, you have to entertain the following other options. So let's now go to option number 2. Option number 2, which is likewise recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, chapter 190, halacha 5, and then later on in Hilchos Kiddush in chapter 271, 29, regarding pogam cups of wine, that before the Mekadesh drinks from his cup of wine, he should first pour some of the wine into the other cups, whether they're empty cups or they're cups that were already filled with less than a revius of grape juice or wine, as we explained before, and only then should the Mekadesh drink from his cup. This will accomplish the advantage that the participants will drink specifically from unblemished wine of the Kaishal Bracha, as he's only going to drink from it after he's done the distribution. Now, what you mentioned about the disadvantage that it's going to make a hefsek, he's doing things before, he's drinking from his own cup. The Alter Rebbe explains in 195 that this is not a hefsek at all, as he's doing so for a purpose, for the sake of the drinking of the listener, so they drink from unblemished wine. And in further depth, we can argue that since they, the listeners, are likewise being Yaitzik Kiddush and the blessing of Bayer Pri HaGafen, there's no din of a hefsek when you distribute it to them versus to first take for yourself, as either way, both of you are being Yaitzik Kiddush right now. Whatever the explanation, the bottom line is that lehalacha, it's ruled clearly that we don't suspect that this is considered a hefsek, and this is the second option that one can follow if he doesn't want to do the original custom, which, as we said, is no longer done, to have full cups of wine in front of every participant. Another alternative to this option is, rather than pour wine into everybody's cup and only then drink, which can take some time, the Mekadesh should pour a little bit of wine into one cup, and then that single cup will be used for the distribution after he drinks. This is, in fact, the option the Alter Rebbe records in 271.20 regarding another matter, and can be used likewise here as well. The third option available, which is likewise recorded in chapter 195, is for the Mekadesh not to make a hefsek, for him to drink right away from the cup, and before he distributes it, he pours wine into it from the bottle, as the halacha is, as mentioned in chapter 182.5, that you can fix a blemished wine cup through adding unblemished wine to it. So okay, became temporarily blemished when the Mekadesh drank from it right away, but now he's adding wine from the bottle and he's fixing it, and everyone's going to get fixed wine. So this is the third option that one can follow. Now, why don't we just say initially to follow this option, as after all, isn't it better not to make an interval at all? The answer is because this contains a disadvantage, and that is that initially it's proper for all of the listeners, the participants by the table, to drink only from the actual Kiddush wine and not have any other wine mixed in. And since here you're mixing in other wine that was in the bottle in order to fix the wine that became blemished, it ends up that the participants are drinking unblemished wine that is mixed with wine from Kiddush and wine not from Kiddush. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe concludes in 195 not to follow this option. This option is only b'di'evit. If it already happened, you forgot, and you already drank from your cup, then that's what you should do. But initially, you should follow option one. And being that it's no longer done today, then initially you should follow option two, which is to first pour it into the other cups and then drink. From all this, it's also understood that one should not initially do like the widespread custom of some homes to first pour some small cups of grape juice or wine on a plate and then make Kiddush and then have the Mekadesh pour some of his wine into those cups, as it ends up that even if the Mekadesh fixes his wine before he pours into it, or even pours into it before he drinks from it, so it's not pogam at all, it ends up that the participants are drinking from Kiddush wine and from non-Kiddush wine, as it's not considered Kiddush wine if it doesn't contain a revius. And therefore, initially, those who are not following the old custom of having full cups of revius wine in front of each participant, or at least on their behalf, then they should have empty cups into which wine will be poured into prior to the Mekadesh drinking from it as the initial option. Now, if you may have thought that all the options have been exhausted, we have one option left that is hiding in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch a long distance away in the laws of Pesach in chapter 472, Halacha 24. Over there, the Alter Rebbe is discussing how to do the distribution of the wine for the first kais of the Pesach Seder. And he says, since you're supposed to lechatchila drink from a full cup of wine for the four kaises, therefore, it's not a good idea to have one huge cup that the person leading the Seder will say Kiddush on, and then have everyone drink a revius from it. As by the Pesach Seder, everyone's supposed to drink an entire cup. Now, from the fact that the Alter Rebbe makes no mention that there's a problem of pogam wine in doing so, and he says the issue is something that's isolated to the Pesach Seder, implies that when the participants drink from the actual cup that of the Kiddush, then even if they drink after the Mekadesh drank from it, it's not considered blemished wine, and it only becomes blemished once he pours it into another cup. And indeed, so explicitly rules the Rush in Maseches Pesachim 10:21, and likewise is the ruling of the Pri Megadim in 472, Eish Lavram 9 in the Mishnah Berurim 182:24, and the Kaf HaChayim and other Achreinim. And therefore, at the end of the day, we have created another lichatchila option that's perhaps equal to the option that we mentioned to begin with that used to be done of everyone having a full cup of wine in front of them. And as in this case, there's absolutely no delay between the Mekadesh's bracha and his drinking. And the participants will drink unblemished wine, and they'll drink only unblemished wine, without having any other wine added to it that's not from Kiddush. Furthermore, there's another advantage here that was not discussed thus far, and that is that some poskim hold that one of the whole aspects of Kaishal Bracha is not just to drink from the wine that was in the cup, but to drink from the actual cup. And in this case, you have that advantage as well. What disadvantage, however, does this option have? The disadvantage is that according to Halacha, you're not allowed to offer someone to drink from a cup that you drank from if it's outside a family, as he may be nauseated and may not want to drink it due to germs, and he may be embarrassed and do so anyways. You're not allowed to put him in that pressured position, as ruled in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 170, Halacha 16. Thus, this option can only be followed amongst one's family, when there's only family by the table, as while there are guests on the table, you cannot offer them to drink from the actual cup of wine, and therefore you have to resort to the option two, which is first to pour it into another cup, and only then for the Mekadesh to drink from it. Now regarding the Chabad custom, the custom of the Chabad Rebbein. So we have what seems to be contradictory testimony regarding the Rebbe's custom, as some of the secretaries say that the Rebbe was accustomed to first pour the wine into another cup and then give it to his wife, the Rebbetzin, as is the second option we mentioned above. While others testified and said the Rebbe would give her to drink directly from the cup, as is the last option we just explored and justified. Practically, evidently, both options were done by the Rebbe at different times. And perhaps when there were guests around, he did the second option of first pouring it into another cup, and when he was eating alone with his wife, then he would give her to drink directly from the cup. This, in fact, is what Rav Eliyahu Lando testified to us as his father's custom, as he grew up in his home, that when there were guests around, they would pour it into another cup, as writes the Alter Rebbe, as the best next option. And when there weren't guests around and just family, then everyone would drink directly from the Kiddush cup. So to summarize Halacha Lemaisa, based on the rulings of the Alter Rebbe and the customs of the Rebbe and renowned Rabbani Chabad, when one is eating just with family members, he has the option of giving them to drink directly from the Kiddush cup, and he does not have to fix it beforehand by pouring wine into it, and each person drinks directly from the cup. When there are guests around, you're making Kiddush for other people, not family members, then first you pour into an empty cup, and then you drink from it, and that empty cup is then used for the distribution. This option may also be used even within one's own family if for whatever reason they don't want to drink from the same cup, such as there are kids who are sick, etc., and that is just the better option they want to follow. You can always resort to the L'chatchila second option that Alter Rebbe mentions, of first pouring it into a second cup and then drinking. Now, in the event that you've forgotten and you already drank from the Kiddush cup, and now you want to distribute it, then take some wine from the bottle which was never drank from, pour it into the Kiddush cup so you fix the wine, and then distribute it. An important note that all the above does not go into the laws of how to distribute wine to one's wife when she's in a state of nida, in which case it's forbidden to send her a cup of wine, it's forbidden to pour for her a cup of wine, and rather she has to take the wine herself. So either you put down your cup on the table and she takes it, or you pour into a number of cups and she chooses which cup to take.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.